Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
There's often a lot of media attention when a top high school recruit signs their national letter of intent. But truth be told, the recruiting process starts much earlier than you might expect. WAER's Jake Marsh has reaction from players and coaches following the recent rule change to college lacrosse recruiting.
When most kids are in eighth grade, some of their biggest life missions may include transitioning from middle school to high school and maybe who to take to that end-of-year dance. But that's not the case for potential college lacrosse athletes. They're used to being bombarded by coaches at the next level, trying to get them to verbally commit 3, maybe 4, or even 5 years before receiving their high school diploma. That is until just a few weeks ago, when the NCAA implemented a new rule that prohibits Division I coaches from contacting recruits until September 1st of their junior year. Syracuse head coach John Desko says he's pleased with the change and that it benefits all parties involved.
We all, a lot of us voted at the Division I level, and I think pretty much all the ACC coaches voted for this. And I think it's only healthy. I think it puts things off later date. I think it helps the athlete. It helps us as coaches.
The new order affects the women's side of the sport just as much as the gentlemen. So what does SU coach Gary Gate think about it? The U.S. Lacrosse Hall of Famer is totally on board.
It's definitely going to change the atmosphere of recruiting, and who knows how it's going to play out, but it'll definitely drive it to an older age, which will be allow players to develop more before we're recruiting them. So I think it's a positive.
Now, how exactly does a lacrosse coach catch the eyes of some kids who haven't even entered high school yet? Summer showcases and club teams are a few of those routes, but even that isn't much of a sample size for Coach Desko.
You're recruiting so young, could be a ninth grader. I saw somewhere that one of the schools that picked up an eighth grader the other day. And I'm not sure that we know exactly who the athlete is, student athlete, is physically, lacrosse-wise. We wouldn't be recruiting unless they're ahead of most of the kids in their class.
With only about a dozen scholarships awarded per Division I team, the competition is as high as ever. Syracuse senior attackman Jordan Evans realizes that, and the Jamesville DeWitt product says those awards should not be given out without careful consideration.
I think the value of a college scholarship is going up, and you have these club teams who are basically building these super teams and these elite teams traveling the country, and I think that's just aiding everything involving the recruiting process speeding up. And like I said, you got 12 and a half scholarships per team. That brings the value of the scholarship up quite a bit, and everybody's fighting for them. I mean, you got thousands and thousands of kids across the country fighting for them.
The feelings of players and coaches at the college level about this new recruiting tactic seem to be unanimous. But how about on the flip side?
Trimboli fires a shot immediately in the upper left 90, and Syracuse takes down Duke for its second ACC win of the year.
Freshman Jamie Trimboli's clearly made his mark at the college level in less than a year of play. In addition to that game winner versus Duke, the Victor, New York native leads true freshmen in points this season. Jamondre coached Trimboli in high school prior to his Syracuse arrival, and he says there is no need for the decision-making process to begin so early.
I just think that we as a lacrosse community really need to take a step back and, you know, do what's best for the sport and do what's best for kids. And, you know, let these kids figure out who they are and what they want to study. And then come their junior year, let's start having those connections with where they're going to be playing at the next level.
While the college experience is one unlike any other, Coach Andre wants his players to know that the same goes for high school. He says his student athletes should be proactive with their future, but getting too ahead of the game may cause some setbacks.
Sometimes I think kids lose focus of living in the now. I think sometimes kids start living their dreams, you know, 4 years in the future. Without a doubt, it's important to have a future and a plan in mind. But, you know, I still believe these players have to enjoy the moment that they're in, because they may go to these schools, and it may or it may not work out. And I surely hope it works out for all of them, but I want them to enjoy their high school experience because it only comes around once.
The bottom line is lacrosse players, coaches, and families can now turn the page on those middle school recruiting days. Going forward, playing at the college level is something student-athletes won't have to worry about until the back end of their high school careers. Jake Marsh, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.